It's Friday, February 5th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Is it genocide? Some call it that. Over half of African Americans in New York City are killed now each year, at least those conceived in the womb of their mothers. According to data available from New York City's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene's Bureau of Vital Statistics, at least 55% of African American babies are aborted. This does not include babies chemically aborted by the day-after pill or by certain other abortifacient use. Henry Flowers was himself almost a victim of abortion. Now he's director of urban outreach for Protecting Black Life. Flowers told The Worldview that this is priority number one when it comes to saving black lives.
Since 1973, Roe v. Wade has caused a huge fire to erupt in the black community. And so when people say to me, all lives matter, that's absolutely true. But just like if a house was on fire, certainly other houses are at risk. But we run to the one that's on fire. And when black women represent 13% of the society, yet they're having 37% of the abortions, that is a flaming fire, and that needs imminent attention.
Pro-lifer David DeLeiden appeared at the Harris County Courthouse yesterday to post a $3,000 bond. DeLeiden and his associate Sandra Merritt were the ones behind the expose videos revealing that Planned Parenthood was profiting from the sale of baby body parts through the website centerformedicalprogress.org. Unbelievably, these two pro-lifers, because they had the guts to do an undercover investigation, are now being charged with tampering with the government record. They could be facing up to 20 years of jail time. DeLeiden's lawyers plan to file a motion to block the indictment. The next hearing is scheduled for March 28th. Speaking at the annual prayer breakfast at the Washington, D.C. Hilton, President Barack Obama quoted from 2 Timothy 1:7 and said, "My faith tells me that I need not fear death, that the acceptance of Christ promises everlasting life and the washing away of sins." Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.'" Mark 7:6-7. Presidential candidates spent an average of $209 per vote in the Iowa caucuses this year. The highest cost per vote went to Jeb Bush, who spent $2,800 per vote, with almost $15 million of expenditures. Television viewers watched more than 900 political ads per day, a third of which were negative. According to Fox News, Ted Cruz has produced the most negative spots, although one Trump ad attacking Cruz aired 1,377 times. A recent analysis produced by the Gallup organization found that there are four more Republican-leaning states. They are Missouri, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Texas. This is the first time in 8 years that Republican states have outnumbered Democratic-controlled states. The U.S. Secretary of State continues his appeals to Russia to hold off on bombing civilians in Syria. John Kerry says this is the time to get humanitarian aid to starving Syrians. His remarks came at a conference in the UK addressing the matter. However, Fox News reports that Russia is escalating its involvement instead, with the deployment of Russia's most advanced warplane, the Su-35S jet. Somewhere around 500,000 Syrians have been cut off from food assistance, and 51 have died of hunger in the town of Madaya. A small company with 14 employees just won a giant lawsuit with Apple Corporation. The jury in the case ordered Apple to pay $626 million to VernetX for violation of its patents. The company made $200 million off of a lawsuit against Microsoft back in 2010. Three Christian church-going kids, one murdered and two charged with the murder. That's the story breaking in Virginia, where David Eisenhower and Natalie Keepers are suspects in the 14-year-old Nicole Lovell murder case. Eisenhower attended a Christian school in Washington State for 9 years, where he was an all-state athlete. Keepers taught at a church camp, and Nicole Lovell served at Auburn Baptist Church in Reiner, Virginia. Police say that the victim was in an inappropriate relationship with Eisenhower, initiated by a social media app called Kik. 16 members of the Eastern Oregon occupation protest have been charged by a grand jury of conspiracy to impede federal officers. The names of those charged include 4 individuals still occupying the federally controlled land in Harney County. The local sheriff and the Oregon Sheriff's Association have refused to support these protesters. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king or unto governors, as unto them they are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. 1 Peter 2, 13-15. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Friday, February 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.